Good to see all of you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友，我很高兴能够再一次见到大家。
And of course, I would love to see you in person.
真是我很愿意能够和你们面对面的见面。
But because of the circumstances that we'll have to settle it in the Zoom.
因为这周围的环境，我们现在只是在网上聚会，我们在 Zoom 里面见面。
And someone made a comment that I look much darker indeed.
有人在这里给我写了个留言说我看上去更黑了。
For the last couple of days, it has been over 95 degrees in Southern California.
过去几天我们这里南加州有差不多超过95度。
And I truly envy and hope.That I wish I can be in the Pacific Northwest.
真的是我很在这里羡慕，也很愿意有一天我到那个被美国的西北区太平洋西北区来。
Let's read a couple verses and today I'm going to share with brothers and sisters regarding this topic of born again.
今天我与弟兄姐妹要分享的就是重生。
Now you might think that Today is not a gospel meeting. Why such topic?
今天大家有可能会想，今天不是传福音的这个福音聚会，为什么是选了这么一个题目呢？
And but I'm going to ask for your patience and forbearance. And this topic has to do with all of us.
我请大家有耐心，也能够有信心，能够大家能够理解这个。题目和我们每个人都有关联。
But first, let's turn to the Gospel of John.
我们先打开圣经到约翰福音。
Gospel of John, chapter 2.
第二章。
And due to the time constraint, we are not going to read all the verses.
因为时间上的原因，我们不会读所有的经节。
And I believe that you can either open your Bible or you can see it on your screen.
或者你可以打开圣经，或者是从屏幕上看。
Can we please go to Gospel of John chapter 2 verse 18 and 19?
我们读第二章18到19节。
When we find it, when you have it on the screen,And let's, I guess we'll read it together.
好，我们一起读。
His disciples remembered that it was written, Zeal for your house. Sorry, verse 18. So the Jews said to him, What sign do you show us for doing these things?
十八节，因此犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
Verse 19, Jesus answered them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up.
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建起来。
And let's go to chapter 3.
我们来第三章。
Let's go to verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus answered him,Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And, okay, I was looking for verse 7.
第七节。
Do not marvel what I said to you.You must be born again.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Jesus said, "You must be born again."
耶稣说你们必须重生。
And let's go down to verse 8. Next.
第八节。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it's come from, or where it goes.So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
把风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
And let's go to verse 13 through 16.
我们读13到16节。
No one has ascended into heaven except he who ascended from heaven, the Son of Man. As the Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son,that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
十三节，除了从天降下的仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Okay, and let's turn...to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
我们要读彼得前书一章三节。
And once again, when you find it, let's read it together.
我们一起读彼得前书一章三节。
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again.To a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And let's go down to verse 23 in the same chapter.
我们在同一章中，我们要读23节。
Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
Almost done. Let's go to chapter 2 of 1 Peter.
我们到彼得前书第二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，才像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Lastly, let's go to the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 29.Galatians 4:29.
我们要打开圣经，加拉太书第四章二十九节。
But just as at the time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, so also it is now.
当时那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着灵圣灵生的，现在也是这样。
So also, it is now.
现在也是这样。
So, you know, during these days that we are doing pretty much a lot of things on Zoom.
好，大家知道我们现在做很多的事情都是在 Zoom 上做的。
And, there are many seniors who graduated.And like my second child, who did not have her graduation and the public recognition for her hard work.
是啊，现在高中很多都是高中毕业了啊。就像我第二个孩子，他现在高中毕业，也没有举行什么仪式。这个毕业典礼的话，本来是给大家一起来承认他们的四年的辛苦的工作，但是这次也没有了。
And as a teacher that, as many other teachers, I have, did not have the chance to say goodbye to my students who culminated from eighth grade.
是啊，作为一个老师，就像其他的许多老师一样，我今年也没有一个机会和我的这些学生们说一声再见。他们差不多从8年级开始一直跟着我。
And so we have to do everything on the Zoom.
我们要做的就是在 Zoom 上见面。
And personally, and I don't know about you, but it has been the best of time and the worst of time.
我不知道大家来说现在情况怎么样，对我来说又是一个最好的时间，又是一个最不好的时间。
As a father, I rarely have this opportunity to have all my children under the same roof 24 hours, 7 days a week.
作为一个父亲，我是从来没有一生中有这样一个机会，是让我所有的孩子都跟我每天24小时，每周7天的在一个屋檐底下。
And I'm grateful to spend some time with them and take a walk after dinner.
我真的很高兴我能够和他们花一些时间在一起，然后吃好晚饭之后，我们大家一起去散个步。
But it is also a trying time for me, because we all in the same cabin, 24/7.
但是对我来说，这也是一个比较挑战的时间，因为我们一家人都在一个小的一个空间里面，每天24小时，每周7天都在一起。
I remember right after the quarantine was announced, and I see there are some people start posting pictures of their neighborhood.
Yeah, 我记得在这个大家就是关在家里的这个这个、开始没过多久以后。我发现很多的朋友在这个他们的这个媒体上面就放一些他们的邻居的一些邻舍里面的光景的照片。
And once was a polluted smog-filled air, and you could actually see the blue sky.
你知道我们那边本来是灰灰的，大家看不见。看不见城里看不太清楚的，现在你能看见蓝天了。
And so there was a exaggerated post from India that they're not only able to see the blue sky, but they can see the Statue of Liberty all the way from India.
Yeah, 有一个比较笑的事情，就是印度那边呢发了一个照片，说他们现在不但看得见蓝天了，然后呢，他从印度呢可以看到美国的这个自由女神像了。
No, not only with the quarantine, we also have a protest across the country, across the world. Yeah,
大家知道，除了这个我们限制在家行的这个事情之外，我们现在也有了一个抗议。这个抗议是整个美国全国都有的，很大的抗议。
And even in California. In addition to these two, we also had an earthquake recently.
在加州，除了这两样事情发生之外，我们也有了一个地震。
But I think all these things that bring about a great shaking in our lives.
所有的这些事情都对我们的生活有了一个很大的震动。
And because it separates what's temporal and what's eternal.
这个把我们暂时所有的和永久所有的这两件事情就分开了。
And then it causes perhaps to see what's important and what is not so important.
对我们来说，现在真的是可以思考一下什么是重要的，什么是不重要的。
And during the pandemic, there were fears.
在这个大瘟疫的时候，有很多的恐惧。
And there is, of course, the fear of losing your own life.
特别是有这样一个恐惧，你自己会失去你的生命。
Or your loved one's life.
或者你所爱的人的生命。
But there's also fear of fear and anxiety. That is reflected on the store shelves.
另外，在这个商店里面的这个柜台上面，大家也可以看见，我们所有的恐惧就在上面反映出来。
One month you see there's no toilet paper, the next month you see there's no flour and yeast.
Yeah.这个月你看见就是所有的这个厕所的纸就被卖光了。下个月你就看见就是也没有看见这个面粉也没有了，还有那个酵母也没有了，都卖光了。
And the fear has such a crippling effect on the people's psyches.
Yeah.所以大家看见这个恐惧呢，给大家的心理上造成了这个一种很大的残疾的效果。
So, as we look to the modern medicine to deliver us from the pandemic,
大家想的就是说，我们盼望有这么一个现代的医药能够出来，能够把我们从瘟疫中解救出来。
Where do we look for answers that can deliver us from our fear and anxiety?
但是我们能从哪里能够找到一个这样一个答案？现在的一个答案能够让我们从这个恐惧和这个恐惧和不安中能够解脱出来
？And where do we go for the answer of our social unrest?
让我们到哪里去找我们现代社会的不安的一个解药呢
？And so can I ask the video video and visual audio visual brothers to maybe show us the two images about the rod of Asclepius and also the
好，我们现在请
and 那个 basically it's a serpent on a pole.
我们现在请这个 IT 的人来让我们看一下这个我这里做的一个两个图片，一个是两个都是蛇的图片，
大家
yeah one has 的图片
yeah, yeah, one has two serpents.On the pole, and one has just one serpent on the pole.
好，大家看一下啊，请大家看一下，有两个图片。
Thank you.
这两个图片呢，左边一个呢是两条蛇在一个杖上面，右边一个图呢是一条蛇在一个杖上面。
Thank you very much, brother.
好，谢谢。
Yeah. And if you are in the medicine.In the medical field, you know exactly what this what represents.
如果你是在医学领域的话，你当然知道这两个图像代表是什么意思。
And regardless, I mean, I don't want to be too technical, but they often was they are used as a symbol of healthcare organizations or people in the medicine.
这两个图像常常被混用，他们都是代表在医学上的一些用途。这个代表的医学结构、医学机构的一个标记。
And my point is this: that there are people who said, "Well, this symbol, serpent or serpents on a pole, came from from the Greek mythology."
人们大家会说，这个是蛇在这个杖上，是从希腊的神学里面出来的。
And then they have some, there are some story and explanations why is it so.
他们有一些故事，有些解释为什么这样。
But I wanted to share with brothers and sisters that whether or not you think this symbol of medicine is adopted from the Greek mythology, it has little or no importance.To our physical well-being, right?
大家应该要知道这个两个标记不是从这个希腊的这个神学里出来的，它们和我们这个身体的健康没有具体的关系。
So, but when Jesus said, as we read earlier, in John chapter 3, verse 14, As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Has everything to do with our faith.
Yeah. 所以就是耶稣在约翰福音里面所讲的，就像摩西在旷野里举蛇一样，人子也要被这样被举起来。这些只和主耶稣基督的教导有关。
It has everything to do with our faith.
这个所代表的就是我们的信心的原因，信心的事情。
And so let's take a look at.
我们看一下
what Jesus said about this serpent on a pole is between a dialogue with him and Nicodemus.
所以耶稣所说的就是这个蛇在帐上的这个事情是他和尼哥底母的一个对话。
Now, before I get into the dialogue between Jesus and Nicodemus, let's look at what happened before that?
在我没有进入耶稣和尼哥底母的讲这个铜蛇的这个事情的这段对话之前，我们要看看在这个之前发生了什么事。
Because Nicodemus said to Jesus, "Say, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him."
因为尼哥底母回答说我知道你是从神那里来的，若不是从神那里来的话，你不能行这些神迹。若没有神同在，无人能行。
No one can do these signs.
That's
what he said.
没有人能行这些神迹，这是尼哥底母说的。
Now I would like to emphasize, I would like to clarify actually, the word sign. In the Mandarin translation is a miracle. But in the original language, also in English translation, it simply means it's a sign or signs.
我们在这里读的圣经中文里面讲的是神迹，但是在原文中和这个英文的翻译中，它以前所用的原文只是一个标记的意思。
So especially I guess to the Mandarin only speakingbrothers and sisters. So when you read the word miracle, I want you to actually think of it as a sign. It's not just a miracle only.
是对大家，如果是你只是读中文的，或者你只是讲中文的，大家要知道这个字不是单单就是神迹的意思，它的原意只是代表一个标记的意思。
So there's a reason why the Nicodemus said to Jesus that no one can do these signs for a reason.
尼哥底母为什么对耶稣说没有人能行这些神迹，是有些原因的。
Because right at the end of chapter 2, if you remember that we read, at the height of the Passover, Jesus came to the temple and found those who are selling oxen, sheep, and pigeons, and money changers.
是啊。在第二章的时候，在这之前第二章的时候，差不多逾越节是在高峰的时候，耶稣上耶路撒冷去，看见殿中有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换零钱的人，坐在那里。
So he made a whip of cords, and he drove them out of the temple, and with the sheep and oxen.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
And as my brother translated that, you know, he poured out the coins of money changers and overturned their tables. And then he told those who sold pigeons, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of trade.
对，然后呢，他就对这个卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我的父的店当作买卖的地方。
Now just imagine that in the midst of Chinese New Year or at the height of Christmas,Someone suddenly put the plug on all the commercialization on TV ads or internet or a brick mortar stores.
大家就想象一下，或者是在新年的时候，或者圣诞节的时候，就有人出来突然把所有的电视上的广告啊什么的全部弄断了，然后就说然后就说这些都不允许了，你会发生什么样的情况？
I think perhaps there's a parallel to our lives as well at current time.
就像我们现在的这个外面的瘟疫的情况一样，就是有点相似之处，是一个对比。
And nowadays we are not only under the order of shelter in place, but perhaps we are also under his shelter in place.
现在我们就是说我们也是这样子，我们就是说只能就你住在哪里就待在哪里，就不要动了。我们就是说现在的情况就是就像我们耶稣要在我们做一在我们身上做一些很严肃的这个清洁房子的事情，清洁房子的行动。
What I mean is that we are not only staying at home, that we cannot go anywhere, but also that maybe he wants us to learn how to abide in him.
现在我们要做的不但是住在家里，不能到其他地方去。耶稣让我们做的就是让我们在这里完全信靠他。
And he is doing some serious house cleaning in our hearts.
耶稣在我们的心里做一些严肃的心理的清洁的工作。
Because we can't go out to eat, we can't go watch sports.
好，因为我们现在既不能出去吃饭，也不能去看这个电视上的体育节目。
And you know, we cannot even meet at a meeting place.
我们甚至不能到这个教会去聚会。
And so the Lord, that everything is being shut down as far as the outward activity is concerned.
如果是对外面的这个各种各样的活动来说，所有的事情都被完全的停止了。
And maybe he is doing some serious house cleaning on the inside.
我想耶稣有可能要在我们的心里做一些很严肃的清洁的工作。
You know, I'm speaking this for myself because for my family, that we often fill with a lot of outward activities.
这个对我来说是我觉得是很真实的，因为我们家里头和我自己都是常常有很多户外的活动。
But we are running empty on the inside.
我们在心里头实际上是空虚的。
And so I think for me, the Lord is using this opportunity to do the work of renewal within.
所以对我来说，我认为是主做在我的内心做一清洁的工作，做一个更新的工作，正是利用了这么一个机会。
And perhaps he wants me to focus on those things that are more important.
有可能我的主让我把我的心注重在更重要的事情上。
But to those Jews, when they saw Jesus did all these, they questioned him by saying, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?"
但是对那些犹太人说，他们看见了耶稣做的这些事情，然后他们就有这个问题问这个耶稣。他是这样讲，犹太人问他说，你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？
Brother Lee, if you don't mind, if you can translate the word miracle to sign, yes.
好，我这里是这样，是当然是读了圣经了，因为我把这个圣经全部翻写下来的。他这里的原文呢是说，你要有显什么标记给我们看呢？我下面就从以后就翻译成标记。
Yes, so thank you. And you know, in the Bible, it says that Jews demands for signs, and Greeks seek wisdom.
因为在圣经中这样说，这犹太人寻求这个神迹就是标记，但是希腊人寻求智慧。
Why do Jews demand for sign?
为什么这些犹太人要寻求这个标记呢？
Well, they ask Jesus to show them the sign as a way to ask him, you need to show us your credential, your authority.
Yeah. 他们向这个耶稣求标记，其实他们就是要耶稣，你把你的身份的标记拿出来。什么叫标记呢？就是显示给我们看你有什么，你有没有证书啊？你有没有你是有什么头衔啊、证书的这个意思。
By what authority that you are doing these things?
你做这些事情是凭着什么样的权柄呢？你是有后面有什么样的证明你是可以做这些事情的呢？
But more also, I think the Jews are asking a sign because the sign they are looking for points to the one they have been waiting.
因为他们这些犹太人为什么要问他们耶稣有没有这个标记呢？因为他们也要等待这么一位来，这位呢身上是有标记的。
Because only the anointed one, the Messiah, can perform the sign that they are looking for.
因为他们知道只有这位受膏的那位弥赛亚，就是救世主，能够显明这些标记出来，他们正在找这个标记。
So just like, let me step back a little bit, make sure that it's clear that, you know, sign in itself has no meaning.
让我稍微拉回来一点我想要说就是这个标记本身并没有什么意义的。
It points to the beholder to something else.
它只是给别人指一个方向的一个标记。
And there is a stop sign right outside of my street.
大家知道在我住的地方马路一出去就有一个就是一个停止标记。停车标记停止。
It tells the driver to perform certain tasks when you see the sign.
他这个标记本身就是一个作用，就是告诉这个司机做某些事情，你看见这个标记你就应该做什么样的事情。
So what was Jesus' reply when the Jews asked him for a sign?
但是那个时候耶稣是怎样回答那些犹太人让他显明这个标记出来。
Jesus answered to them, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. That's in chapter 2, verse 19.
在耶稣是怎样回答呢？约翰福音二章十九节是这样回答，耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
In fact, this won't be the last time that the Jews ask him for signs.
大家知道，这犹太人问耶稣这要求，要他显出这个标记来，这不是最后一次，这是刚开始的时候。
Because if you remember in Gospels such as in Matthew chapter 16, there are Pharisees and Sadducees, they ask him, in fact, tempting him to show them a sign out of heaven.
是在马太福音16章1节到3节中，那些法利赛人和撒都该人都来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
And Jesus answered and said to them, when evening is come, you say fine weather, the sky is red, and in the evening there's going to be a storm, for the sky is red and lowering. You know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of time.
好，这个马太福音16章从第二节到第三节我读一下啊。耶稣回答说，晚上天发红，你们就说天必要晴，早晨天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有暴雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹啊，就是标记。
And he added that a wicked and adulterous generation seek after a sign, and a sign shall not be given to it except the signs of Jonah. And he left them and went away.
然后是马太福音这16章第4节是这样说的，一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹，除了约拿的神迹之外，再没有神迹给他看，
So we saw Jesus said to the Jews, that you destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up.
所以大家看见耶稣对这些犹太人说, 你们把这个圣殿拆毁了, 我3天之内就建起来, 立起来。
And Jesus said to the Pharisees and Sadducees that except the sign of Jonah, no sign shall be given to this generation.
耶稣对法利赛和撒都该人来说, 对他们说, 一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹, 除了约拿的神迹以外, 再没有神迹给他看。
And dear brothers and sisters, we ask ourselves a question. Can we tell the signs of time?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 我们能不能问自己, 一个问题, 我们能不能知道这个时代的标记是什么呢?
Yes. Do we see the signs of His coming? And do we live our lives accordingly?
我们有没有看见, 耶稣要再来的标记已经出现了, 然后我们能不能在我们的生活中也能够凭着这个标记来过地上的日子呢?
I think Nicodemus understood the sign.
我想尼哥底母是懂得这个标记的。
I believe he is one of those people in John chapter 2 verse 23, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing.
我想尼哥底母就是那个人，这个他和其他的很多人，在逾越节的时候就信了耶稣的名。这里是约翰福音二章二十三节是这样讲的：当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。And
that's why I gave you this background that Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
所以我给大家这样一个背景，在 尼哥底母来见耶稣之前，他有这样一个背景，他已经是信了。And
you know, Nicodemus, he is a Pharisee and a teacher of law, as the Bible said.
大家知道尼哥底母是一个法利赛人，然后呢，他是一个旧约的圣经的一个老师。He's
supposed to have all the answers.
尼哥底母应该是知道这个所有的事情的这个答案的。After
all, he teaches people, and people come to him for answers.
你要知道，尼哥底母是一个老师，他教人，教别人圣经，别人也来问他问题，然后他回答圣经的问题。If
you want to know how far can you walk during Sabbath, he can tell you.
如果你想问他，你在安息日的时候可以走多少路，他会告诉你的，他会回答你的问题。If
you want to know how to wash your hand properly, he will let you know.
如果你想知道你怎样把你的手按照规矩，犹太人的规矩洗干净，他会，尼哥底母会告诉你。And
if you want to know the law of Moses, how to prepare a kosher meal, how to slice and dice a sacrifice, he can provide accurate instructions for you.
如果你想知道摩西的律法怎样 做一个洁净的饭食，怎样能够切割一个献祭的牲畜，他能够，尼哥底母能够给你一个准确的答案。But
there is something is missing in his life.
但是大家知道，在尼哥底母的一生中缺了一些东西。To
him, whether it's the teaching, or the doctrine, or the law, and the ritual, or the festivities, these cannot satisfy him.
对他来说，不论是这个教导这个经文，犹太人的律法或者规矩，或者各种各样的这个犹太人的这个过节的规矩，这些都不能让他满足。Because
when he saw the sign, he may ask himself, could this be the Messiah? Could he be the one?
他看见这些标记以后，耶稣所行的神迹之后，他就问他自己：这个有可能是那个弥赛亚吗？ 他是不是那位将要来的呢？
So, under the cover of the darkness, that he came to see Jesus out of the fear to be found out by his critical peers.
所以就在这个黑暗的这个遮盖之下，然后呢，他也很害怕，他被他的这些这个同事，这个法利赛人，其他的法利赛人的同事能够或者知道他要去见耶稣，然后呢，他也有一些担心，然后呢，有些怀疑，然后呢，他那个时候呢，他来见耶稣了。
He came with a humble heart and honesty, because he did not come to challenge Jesus as a critic.
他来见耶稣的时候，他是带着一颗谦卑的心和一颗诚实的心。他是这样的谦卑，他来并不是来挑战耶稣作为一个批判者来的。
He is not here to see Jesus to perform a sign.
他来耶稣这里也不是求耶稣再行一个标记给他看。
He came to see Jesus himself.
他来看耶稣就是他自己一个人来的。
So under this circumstance that he asked this question, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs.That you do unless God is with him.
所以有这样一个光景，他来诚实的来看，来见耶稣。所以他就问拉比：“我知道你是从神那里来的。若没有神同在，没有人能行这样的神迹。”
But if he is the Messiah, then the kingdom of God is here.
他尼哥底母是这样看的，如果是这个耶稣就是弥赛亚的话，那这个神的国就在这里了。
Then if kingdom of God is here, then that means he will revive all things.
如果神的国在这里的话，耶稣就会复兴所有的事情。
But like, I guess, I don't know about you, but like me, that Jesus turned out to be different than what we thought that he ought to be.Versus who he truly is.
但是耶稣在那时候所行的神迹是和我们众人所想的，是和那时候神所想的都不一样了。
Well, let me repeat that. What I'm saying is that oftentimes, I think, Jesus may surprise us. Who he truly is than what.We thought he ought to be.
是，有很多时候，耶稣在那里给了我们一个惊讶。为什么呢？因为耶稣在那时候显出来的，他是怎样的一个，他所做的怎样的神迹，是和我们所那里所盼望的，所认为的，他所应该行的神迹，在各样事情上是不一样的。
What I'm saying is, who he ought to be.Versus who he really is.
就是我们所认为他应该是怎样的一个人，然后他是事实上是怎样的一个人，是有区别的。
To the Jews, he's supposed to, the Messiah is supposed to overthrow the shackles of the tax burden.
对很多犹太人来说，这个弥赛亚就是能够帮助他们脱离这个税收负担的束缚。
But he overthrew the table of the money changers instead.
但是他推翻了那个换银钱的人的桌子。
He's supposed to drive away the repressive and oppressive Roman government.
他应该是在那里把这个罗马政府压在犹太人身上的压迫和那里的逼迫只能够挪去的。
But instead, he drove away the sheep and the oxen.
但是耶稣所做的反而是他只是拿着绳子做成鞭子把牛羊从店里赶出去。
Imagine that you are a Jewish rabbi.
想象一下如果你是犹太人的拉比。
And you have performed all, you have obeyed,Yeah, perform all the laws and rituals.
因为你在那里遵循了所有的律法，然后也遵循了各样的规矩。
And if you know for sure that you are qualified to enter the kingdom of God,
或者你已经那时候就像犹太人的拉比，你是说我应该是符合条件能够进入神的国。
If that's what Nicodemus think, then he won't bother to see Jesus.
如果那个时候尼哥底母是这样想的话，他这样认为的话，他不会来见耶稣的，因为他已经自己觉得可以进天国。
Because based on Jesus' answer, that Jesus spoke to his heart that if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again.
但是耶稣那时候告诉他，你要进神的国，你一定要重生。
Jesus knew all about his credentials.
因为耶稣知道他是他自己是从他自己的职位是他的地位是有那是从哪里来的。
But Jesus telling Nicodemus.That by good works or by the knowledge of the law, one cannot enter the kingdom of God except by his life.
是啊，所以耶稣就告诉尼哥底母，要进神的国不是凭着你对这个律法有多少的知识，或者是你有什么行为，而是你生命重生了以后，你才能进神的国。
And I think what Jesus said to Nicodemus must call him by surprise.
我想耶稣那时候对尼哥底母所说的话一定让尼哥底母非常的惊讶。
And not only that this phrase, you must be born again, made a deep impression on Nicodemus.But the same phrase also made a deep impression on the disciple John.
是啊，耶稣对尼可底母斯，对尼可底母所说的话，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。不但是对尼可底母是一个很大的惊讶，对的耶稣的门徒约翰也是一个很大的惊讶。
So, in the first John.Which is Apostle John who have written the Gospel of John.
这个是在这个约翰一书，就是这个同样一个约翰福音的作者约翰所写的。
And which we didn't have time to read, but in 1 John chapter 2, he says that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him.
在约翰一书二章二十九节是这样写的：你若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义的人都是他所生。
And he says, he wrote in First John chapter 3 verse 9, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning.
在三章九节，约翰一书三章九节，凡从神生的就不犯罪。
Chapter 4 verse 7, whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
四章七节是说，亲爱的弟兄们，弟兄啊，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
Chapter 5 verse 1, everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ has been born of God.
约翰一书五章一节，凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生。
And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him.
凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。
And everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Chapter 5, verse 4.
五章四节，因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界。
And lastly, chapter 5, verse 18 says that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning.
五章十八节，约翰一书，我们知道凡从神生的，必不犯罪。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you can see that the born again is not just for unbelievers.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们知道这里是重生，不是说对那些不信主的人来说的。
The effect of being born again goes way beyond the day when we accept Jesus into our heart.
所以重生是 对我们来说是远远超过那个第一天我们接受主耶稣基督作为的救主那个时候的光景的。
And sadly, that many people turn away from following the Lord because they thought that after they believe the Lord, now they have to work very hard to please God.
所以很不幸的是，很多人从基督徒基督教这条路上走开了，因为他们认为胜了信了耶稣之后，每一天他们要认真的要做一些事情，然后才能得救。
What I'm saying is that there are people who think that to be a Christian is based on good works.
所以我说的是这样一件事情，就是有些人都认为要做一个基督徒，要因为做一个好的基督徒要凭着他们的行为。
They are born again. They have the life of Christ.
他们这些人已经重生得救了，他们有耶稣的生命。
But they got it reversed.
但是他们把这个事情倒过来看了。
The good works is result of life, and not the other way around.
这个你所出现身上所出现的好的行为是因为你重生得救的结果，而不是倒过来，你有了好的行为，你才能重生得救。
Take for my family that my own children's as an example.
我这里就像把我自己和我自己的孩子们和我的家庭作为一个例子。
I wasn't born in a Christian family, so what my children faced is very different than what I faced.
我不是从基督教家庭生长出来的，就是我的家庭原生家庭不是基督教家庭，所以我的孩子们他们从基督教家庭生长和我这个面对的这个挑战是不一样的。
And so I, I remember growing up and seeing Christian homes are such a wonderful blessings, and I prayed and I hope that someday I'll have a family like that.
我成长的时候，我看见朋友家里是这个是基督教家庭的，他们是那么的和睦，他们是那么的可爱，所以我在那里说祷告过，我想有一天我也在这样的家庭成长就好了。
And so, me and my wife, we did our best to lead them to read the Word of God.
所以在我自己的家庭的话，我就是尽量带着我的孩子能够读神的话语。
And we went to another. After our Sunday worship, we go to another neighboring fellowship to take them to Awana's.
你知道我们在我们的聚会结束以后，我到了另外一个教会，然后呢就把这些孩子呢去让他们去参加他们那个教会的 Awana 这个节目。
And we encourage them to love the Lord.
我们在这里鼓励我的孩子们能够让他们能够爱我们的主。
But I think one day they have to see that it's the life within that produces the good work. It's not what they ought to behave as a Christian.
所以有一天我想他们应该认识到他们所因为他们内心中有神的工作有神的好的生命所以他们就有产生了一个好的行为，而不是他们认真要去做一些好事，才能有好的生命。
So, if they don't see that, they will forever remain. They will forever see that Jesus is the God of their parents.
所以如果他们没有认识到这一点的话，他们会永远是这样觉得，就是说耶稣是他们的父母的神。
And they will forever think that being a Christian is about do's and don'ts, rules and procedures.
不然的话，他们没有这样子认识这一点的话，他们就是 觉得做基督徒就是要有很多的规矩，有很多的这个要做的事情，只有这样才能成好基督徒。
And I can imagine as Jesus and Nicodemus, they are conversing, a gentle breeze came through the window, which even makes the candle flickering a little bit.
所以耶稣，那个尼哥底母就是这样，那时候听了耶稣的话，是有可能是这样想，就是说，是不是就是一个微微的风，圣灵就是像一个微微的风，然后从窗户里吹过来，然后这个小风，然后让这个蜡烛稍微抖了两下，你知道，就是像圣灵是这样，耶稣是这样描写圣灵的。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from, or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit."
所以约翰福音是这样记载的，耶稣对尼哥底母说，风随着意思吹，你听见风的声音，却不知道从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母说，问他说，能有这事吗？
And, you know, just to let you know that the word wind and spirit are exactly the same word in Greek.
在这个希腊文中，这个风和灵这两个字是完全一模一样的。
And, you know, if you ask a child, say, hey, where do you come from?
如果你问一个孩子说，哎，你从哪里来？
The child would not say that, well, I came from a stork. A stork delivered me.
所以这个孩子不会说，你问这个孩子你是谁生的，这个孩子不会说我是一个一个鹳生的，我是鹳是一种鸟。
And he or she said, well, I came from my parents, right?
这个孩子会说我是我父母所生的。
But how does that work when Jesus said that to be born again from the Spirit is like the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound, but you do not know where it comes from, or it goes?
但是耶稣为什么会这样描写说，重生就是风随着意思吹，你听见声的事情，听见风的声音，却不知道从哪里来，往哪里去呢？
You know, in the verses we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, it says this, right? So, according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
就像我们以前刚读的这个彼得一书的一章三节是这样写的，愿颂赞归于我们的父主耶稣基督的父神，他承造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
It is through God the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, that He causes to be born again.
大家看见，就是我们的父神，他借着耶稣基督重生了我们，让我们重生了。
And in the same chapter, verse 23 says, "Since you have been born again,not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding word of God."
这个彼得前书同样的第一章里面23节是这样写的，你们蒙了重生不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So it is through his imperishable seed, his imperishable word, and his living and the abiding word of God.
是凭着耶稣不能坏的种子，不能坏的种子是借着神的话活泼长存的道，我们重生的。
So here we clearly see that one is through God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and also through His word that we are being born again.
是我们重生不但是借着耶稣基督这个不能朽坏的种子，而且是我们借着神的话，活泼的话，我们得了重生。
Campbell Morgan wrote this, put it this way. He said, "You cannot understand the blowing of the wind but you obey the law, and again, it's force with the spirit. And do not postpone relationship, so with the possibility, Nicodemus, by intellectual struggle. Obey the law of wind, and the wind obeys you. Obey the law of the spirit, and you will know the new birth.
好，有一个圣经学者是这样写，叫Campbell Morgan 的，我试着翻译一下。你不懂得这个风是怎样吹的，但是你遵循了律法，然后你就得了圣灵的力量。不要在那里延迟你和神的关系。尼哥底母是那个时候，就是因为他是一个智慧的。智慧的他凭着他自己的智慧一直在那里斗争，是不是要这个等待。然后呢，你要遵循神风的律法，然后这个圣灵，然后圣灵也在这里和你相合，然后你要遵循这个圣灵的律法，然后你就知道什么是重生的意思了。
And if I may add that, dear brothers and sisters, that do not postpone our relationship so we live using our own strength. But rather, we can obey the Spirit and our relationship with the Lord will grow.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们就是不要单言我们和神的关系，我们不要凭着自己的力量，我们要遵循圣灵和我们圣灵给我们和神的关系，然后我们和神的关系就能成长。
As I said before, that being born again is not just a beginning.
所以刚才我说的就是重生不是一个只是一个开始。
It isSomething we live, and we eat, and we breathe.
是重生是我们每天所日常的生活，所吃喝，然后我们呼吸的，都是重生。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, we read that it says, verse 2 says, like newborn infants, long for the pure and spiritual milk, that by it,You may grow up into salvation.
所以就像我们这个重生，就像彼得前书的二章二节是这样写的，就像我们是要新生的婴儿一样，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，就要你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Peter is not saying that we will remainForever as infants, like Paul said to the Corinthians.
就是彼得在这里并不像保罗对哥林多的那些教会所说的，就是彼得在这就是说，彼得在这里说，你们不要永远像这个才生的婴孩一样。
No, what I'm saying is that, unlike what Paul said to Corinthians, Peter is saying.That like newborn infants, that we need to have a desire, a mindset that forever long for the pure spiritual milk.
是，我犯错了。刚才是说彼得并不像保罗对哥林多教会一样，让他们不要做婴孩。彼得在这里说的就是，我们重生就要像婴孩一样，爱慕奶一样，然后渐渐成长。
In fact, Peter is saying that our desire, our longing, for the Lord himself should be just like the newborn infants so that we may grow up into his salvation.
所以彼得就是
If I understood correctly,
Yeah, 彼得是在这里说我们盼望圣灵就像婴儿盼望这个奶一样，所以因为有这个盼望，我们就能够爱慕奶，然后我们的生命能够渐渐成长，能够得救。
And I, you know, when I read this verse, I thought about a sister, that she has that simplicity and purity of design Christ that I need to learn from her.
就像我们教会有个姐妹，她是那样的爱慕神，她爱慕神就像一个出生的婴孩一样，是那么的简单，那样的纯洁。我有很多要向她学的地方。
And you know, she is not a new believer, but she desired the Lord, she pursued the Lord as if she's like a new believer.
她那位姐妹，她不是一个新信主的。新刚刚成为他不是一个刚新的基督徒，但是他是一个很久的基督徒，但是他渴慕神，就像一个婴孩渴慕奶一样。
You know, under the quarantine that I prayed how much I need his life, how much I need to experience his words.
在这个关在家里这段日子，我甚至有时候想。我需要多少时间花在我的日常生活上？有多少时间需要和神亲近
？I need to experience His words.
我要在这里生活中体会、体验神给我的话语。
And because the next verse is, taste and see that the Lord is good.
然后呢，他就是后面一句话呢，就是你要寻求，因为神是真的。
Taste means to experience that God is good.
所以在这里体验神，就是说你要体会神，然后在生活中体会到尝主恩的滋味，就是要尝，然后你才能知道主恩的味道。
So I can love my family, so there will be no malice in my speech.And in my heart.
所以只有这样我才能爱我的家庭，然后我的言语和我的心中都没有苦毒。
Just like this hymn says that, live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings. Live out thy life within me. All things have thy way. I, the transparent medium, thy glory to display.
所以有一首歌是这样写的，我的主耶稣啊，你是万王之王，在我的生命中活出你来。主耶稣啊，你是那道路，在我的生命中活出来。主耶稣啊，我是透明的，只有你的荣耀在我身上彰显。
This is what being born again is about.
这个就是重生得救的意思。
Now Jesus said to Nicodemus that because Nicodemus is puzzled.By this being born again, so Jesus said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and not yet understand these things?"
因为尼哥底母对耶稣的回答是有些听不懂什么叫重生，所以耶稣就在约翰福音中这样问尼哥底母。耶稣回答说：“你是以色列的先生，还不明白这事吗
？”Well, you know.On the surface, that Jesus' answer seems very unwelcoming.
从表面上看，耶稣这个回答并没有让尼哥底母满意。
But dear brothers and sisters, let me borrow what a verse from the Old Testament came from the Naaman's servant.
好，我现在要借一句话，就是旧约中的一句话是。乃曼这仆人所说的。
He said to Naaman, who is seeking for healing on his leprosy, he said, "My father, it is a great word that the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?"
好，我们大家知道这个乃曼是个大将军，他得了这个大麻风，然后他的仆人就这样近前对他来说。我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢
？I thank God that Nicodemus did not get offended or turned away. As a teacher, yeah.
好，但是我们要感谢神，尼哥底母并没有被耶稣的回答 觉得受了伤害，然后就跑走掉了。他好，继续。
And you know, as a teacher of Israel, I'm sure he is familiar with the story of Abraham's two sons, Ishmael and Isaac.
作为以色列的一个教师，他当然很熟悉这个亚伯拉罕的两个儿子的故事，一个以斯玛利和一个以撒的故事。
And the one is born by a slave woman, Hagar, and another one is a free woman, Sarah.
一个是从这个侍女所生的，她是叫夏甲；另一个是从自主的妇人所生的，叫撒拉。
I need you, brother and sister, to bear with me for a second, because when Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse 12, if I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
这个在约翰福音说，你连地上的事情都不能信，你怎么跟你说天上的事情你怎么能信呢？
And because what is born out of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit.
是因为是从肉体肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
And because in Galatians chapter 4, it went on to describe this in the greater detail. Because if you remember, we read in 4:29, it says this.
在加拉太书第四章中是解释这个事情，是更详细的解释了。
And I don't have the time to get into detail, but the key is this. It says, verse 29 says, but just as that time, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit, so also it is now.
是加拉太书四章二十九节是这样写的。当时那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是如此。
So we can see that we, on one hand, we have a new life, born again from the Spirit.
所以我们从这个事情上可以看到，一方面我们有了一个新生命，这个从圣灵生的。
But on the other hand, we also have this flesh, soulish life,which is born belongs to the earth.
另外我们也是这个属这个地上的一个血气生的肉体。
And so, as you can see that there is like a struggle, a civil war between the old life, old self-life, and the new life.
这就像一个内战一样，有一个旧的身体的和旧的身体的斗和这个新的重生的生命之间的斗争。
Dear brothers and sisters, what is our way out?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎样从这个斗争里面出来呢？
Thank God that here's a bit of good news that in Galatians 2:19, which we have read many times, it says, "For through the law I die to the law, so that I may live to God."
好，所以这里要有一个出路，叫加拉太书二章十九，二章
2:19
哎呀，我小子们，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到耶稣基督成形在你们心里。
Galatians 2:19 sorry，
是不是我弄错了啊？是加拉太书二章十九节，二章十九节，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以像律神活着。
And the next verse is, I'm being crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live, in the flesh.I live by the faith in God, faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
好，加拉太书二章二十节是这样写的，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着， 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
Thank you. So we have now gone full circle. Let's go back to where we started with.
我们现在回到我们刚开始起初开始的这个经节。
And remember that our audiovisual brother shared two images of the serpent on the pole.
我们刚才还记得刚才我们这个 IT 的人所告诉我们看见的两张图两个图都是蛇在这个杆子上面。
And in fact that the story about the serpent on a pole came from the Numbers chapter 21.
这个是在民数记21章里面记载的这个故事。
And as Israelites, they grew tired of Moses and God, and then they start to complain.
这那些以色列人已经厌恶了这个已经很烦这个摩西和神，所以他们就在那里抱怨。
And so God sent fiery serpents, and then they bit them.
所以神派了一个派了这个烈的蛇，是然后这个蛇呢就咬了这些以色列人。
And so, Moses, God told Moses to make a brown serpent on the pole, and if you look that, and you'll be made whole.
所以神关照摩西做一个铜蛇，然后放在这个柱子上面，然后就对以色列人说：如果你回头看，举目看神，举目看这个蛇，你就会被医治。
And it's very interesting because this very symbol of curse and death now becomes a symbol of hope and healing.
所以这边很有趣的事情，你看这个蛇本来是一个蛇咬了他们，让他们要死的这个标记，现在如果你看这个死的标记的话，你就会得了医治。
And now Jesus is saying the same thing to Nicodemus. If you want to be born again,You have to look up on the brown serpent on a pole.
所以现在耶稣对这个尼哥底母说，如果你要重生，你就要看这个铜蛇，这个在柱子上的铜蛇。
And of course, the next verse is what we all very familiar, John chapter 3, verse 16.
然后是约翰三章16节，我们很熟悉的。
But this John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave you whatever you want?
所以三章十六节是不是这样说呢？说神爱世人，你要什么他就给你什么呢？
Or does it say that God so loved the world that he gave his promise that you'll never have pain and heartache in your life?
所以神就在说神就给他这个给你这样应许，就是说神爱你们，他就给你这个应许，然后这个应许是这样的好，你就不用自己都不用做什么事，就不用参与的。
What I said is that did he say that God so loved the world that he promised that you will never have pain and heartache in your life?
是不是神在这里应许他这样爱你们，所以你是这样不会有痛苦，不会有有苦毒呢？
Is this the message of the cross?
这个是十字架的信息吗？
He says he gave his son to us, only begotten son to us.
所以他这里说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就是唯一的独生子。
Just like that brown serpent on the pole is seemingly a symbol of curse and death.
就像那个柱子上的铜蛇，从外表上看就是一个只是代表死亡的，代表痛苦的。
And when Jesus was introduced by Pilate. He said, "Behold the man."
当耶稣被带到比拉多前面说的时候，比拉多是这样说的。
He said, "Behold the man."
然后比拉多对众人说：“你们看这个人。”
And the chief priests and officers cried out, "says Crucify him! Crucify him!"
祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说：“钉他十字架！钉他十字架！”
In Isaiah 53, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces.And he was despised, and we esteem him not.
好，以赛亚书五十三章三节是这样写的：他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
It was seemingly on the outside, it was not a symbol of a victorious.All-powerful, all-omniscient God,
the Messiah. 从外面上看，他是没有什么看上去很有力的，也是从外面上看，他是无能的，他有受了羞辱，他不像是一个救世主弥赛亚。
It was a symbol of death and curse.
在那个时候，这个十字架本身就是一个是一个代表的死亡，代表了一个死亡的一个咒诅。
And I thought about him that this is what condescension bring us redemption that in the dead of night that one faint hope in sight God gracious tender laidAside his splendor, stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. And by the way, I'm sorry, this is a very difficult to translate, especially last line. Yeah.
okay, 我正在找一下。在眼目中是看上去是没有希望的，但是神啊，你是伟大的，你是柔软的。他把他的荣耀，他把他的辉煌放在了一边，然后看上去就无能的，然后但是他这个是战胜了，然后然后就是救了我们的灵魂，大体上是这个意思。
And there's a line says stooping to woo to win to save my soul.And again, you know, this is difficult to translate.
这个我不知道什么很难选择。是看上去柔弱，但是他救了我的灵魂。
He came to, he came as like you know, as two singles are they are dating, and then the guy is trying to, get the love.From a girl, and what does he do? He stooped to woo, to win. Right, that's the picture I wanted you to see. So,
就像这个所解释的，就像两个相爱的男女一样，这个男孩子想要得女孩子的心，他就是那样的对女孩子这样的好，然后他就是要赢得女孩子的心。
Sorry that taking a little bit too much time. I'm going to end now. And so I just want to say that if any of you who are in Zoom that you're not yet born again, I pray that that you know this Christ who have died for you.
好，现在我就觉得如果你是在 Zoom 这个开会的时候，如果你还没有信主还没有被重生得救的话，我愿意这个机会来让你和我在一起。
I pray that you will be born again today.
我在这里祷告，希望你能够今天重生得救。
And that even if you're born in a Christian family, that does not guarantee that you are born again.
即使你是生长在一个基督徒家里，但是并不保证你今天能够重生。
And for those of us who have been born again, that it is not a snapshot of our Christian history.
今天我们已经重生得救的，就不是说我们这今天就是我们基督徒生命中间，就是特定的，然后拍了张照片，就是停在这里不动了，不是这么回事，我们还要往前。
It's not some experience that we reminiscent from the past.
这个也不是我们过去的经验，我们过去的一个体验，这是我们过去的事情，也不是只是过去的事情，是我们现在的事情。
Let born again be forever in the present tense.
让我们知道我们这个重生得救一直是这个现在进行时。
Let the Spirit blow wherever he leads.
让我们的灵在这里能够彰显出来，不管他带我们去哪里，我们都要跟随这个灵。
And let me end it with a hymn.
让我在这里用一个圣诗来结束我今天的讲道。
And I think it's also in the same hymn book that we all use. The title is Somehow I Know That Christ Is Mine.
这个也是我觉得这个也是在我们在这个圣诗本里面也是常常唱的，是同样的，就是不管怎样，我知道基督是我的。
So I you know, for my brother's sake, it's in hymn 212, so he doesn't have to translate. He can just read off the hymn books. 121, yeah. So somehow, I know that Christ is mine. No power can take me out of his care. He holds me with his arm divine, and in his kingdom, I have his share.
所以就是，是没有，我也没有这本书，我也去再去拿。现在就是，我就翻译一下好了。我知道耶稣是我的。没有任何力量能够把我从他的手中拿走，他用他的圣洁的手牢牢地牵着我。
Somehow I feel, Okay.
在他的国中我也有份。
Somehow I feel that he is near. Whenever I'm tempted to go astray, his presence calms my every fear and keeps me singing along the way.
我不管怎样，我觉得他是和我很近了。不，有时候我也会受诱惑，然后走错了路。但是，我的神在这里他的和我同在，能够使我的恐惧能够消失然后让我在一路上一直在那里歌唱。
Somehow I hear his gentle call whenever I'm lonely and need a friend.His mercy lifts me when I fall, and will support me till the end.
总是我觉得我总是听到他温柔的呼喊，不论我是这样的孤独，或者是需要一个朋友，他的怜悯一直在那里把我提起来，即使我摔倒以后，然后他的怜悯会一直支持我直到结尾。
Somehow his love will never let me go. Somehow he loves me better than I know. Somehow, someday when life is o'er, I will dwell with him forevermore.
不论怎样，他的爱永远不会让我走，他的爱一直比我所知道的更好。不管怎样，有一天当我的生命结束的时候，我永远和他在一起。
Let's bow our head and pray, please.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, perhaps this quarantine has been a difficult experience for many of us.
主啊，在这个瘟疫，我们在家被禁止出门的日子里面，对我们很多人来说，这是一个很困难的事情。
We desire to meet with and see and greet and hug one another.
我们真的是很盼望能够看见别人，能够在这里拥抱别人，和别人能够互相的亲近一下子。
And now we can only do it in Zoom, and sometimes we feel we are so far away.
但是我们现在能做的只是在 Zoom 里面能够见见面，有时候我们觉得真的是我们有点离得远了。
But Lord, I thank you that your word says there is a friend who is closer than a brother.
所以那主啊，我们要谢谢你，你在这里的词语中说有一个朋友比你的弟兄更亲近。
Lord, I pray that, that once again that you, remind us that may your spirit blow that gentle breeze upon us.
主啊，我们要这样谢谢你，有一次以前你这样提醒我们，你这样的你的灵就像一个风一样轻轻地吹在我们身上。
You are closer than anyone that we know.
你比我们所认识的任何人都要亲近。
And Lord, at times that we disappoint you, but Lord, we want to fall into your bosom again.
主啊，我们知道有时候我们是让你失望了，但是我们还是要求你让我们在你的怀抱中。
And we want to come back to you as a prodigal son.
我们就要回到你的身边，回到你里面，就像那就像那这个叛逆的儿子一样，我们能够回到你的身边。
Yes, Lord, we are born again because of you.
我们重生是因为你。
We have been washed clean because of your words.
因为你的话语使我们得了洁净。
And that you love us so much that you gave us your only begotten son.
因为你爱我们你这样的爱我们，然后把你最亲爱的独生爱子给了我们。
Not that that will be granted of what we want.
不是我们求什么你就给我们什么。
And not that that will not experience pain and heartache of life.
不是我们就在生命中经历不了这个痛苦和这个心痛的事情。
But Lord, in your power and your wisdom, that and in your great love for us, that we have your Son.
在你的能力和智慧和你给我们的大爱中，我们得到了你的儿子。
And we thank you, and we remember this.
主啊，我们真是谢谢你，我们记得这样的事情。
And Lord, for the coming weeks, month ahead, that Lord, that may John 3:16 be oftentimes beyond our hearts.
主啊，在下面的周几周几个月的时间里，愿你说的话语约翰福音三章十六节一直在我们的心中。
May we experience that the love that will not let us go.
让我们在这里体会到你的爱不会对我们松手。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.